Welcome to the
seventh
episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Kyle.
You need to talk into the mic, man. You can't talk into that. That thing can't hear you.
I'm Kyle. Hello.
Hello.
It's just us three today. There was a misunderstanding between me and Rebecca about what
and
time.
And she killed Rebecca,
and I killed her. So
that's an unfortunate loss, but we're going to move on.
Rebecca's dead.
We're
going to do a seance next week and bring her back as a ghost. So.
And now we're down to one resident cosplayer and two
one cosplayer,
posers.
Two photographers and...
Me.
And Kyle.
Just to mix it up.
So that'll be fun. So, yeah. So, anyways, do you know what tap plastics is? They're kind of around town.
I'm sure I'm going to learn about it today, though.
Oh.
I'm not, I don't know what it is, but
Well, they're a Pacific Northwest company, actually.
I thought they were in California, too.
Okay, fine. West Coast company.
Are they not from Taps Island?
No.
Or Taps Lake? No.
I don't know what
Lake Taps
stands for.
It probably is an acronym for
some type of
plastic.
Some kind of plastic. But they make plastic. Well, so we get our resin from them and stuff.
Right. They have a lot of really good plastics products, I guess.
Yeah.
We're not plugging them, but
we actually talked about them a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, we did.
But
sponsored by Taps.
I wish we were sponsored by Tap Plastics. Give me all your resin.
And acrylic.
And Warplot. Anyways.
Acrylic? It's acrylic.
Acrylic.
It's not acrylic.
Why are you saying acrylic?
I said it wrong first, and then I have to commit to it now.
I am correct. Everyone shut up.
Sorry. Anyway.
There's this material that cosplayers use to make all the armor that you've probably seen everywhere. It's called Warbla, and you just heat it. You've seen me work with it, I think, on the floor
before.
Yes,
but, I mean, for the cosplayers who don't know what it is, it might be beneficial to explain what it is.
It's a thermoplastic made in Germany.
Originally engineered for shoes.
It's made for the lining of shoes.
It's hard.
The lining of shoes.
Yeah, it's in the middle.
It's a hard plastic.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
Heat-formed plastic.
I don't know who discovered it and decided to use it. I don't know how they got a hold of it, because you can get to, the manufacturer. Kevin and I have, backtracked all the way, and you can, find out where it originates, but I don't know how they contacted them. It was like, hey, give us some of that stuff. Anyways, right. Tap now sells it, and usually you could only get it online before, so that's a really big deal in the cosplay world.
Okay.
And gotcha. They even had, we were doing our run around South Lake Union, and they had a sign that said cosplay headquarters, and I was like,
that's where that picture came from. Okay.
Yeah, they're catering to their audience now, because whenever we would come in there and look for stuff, they would ask us what we're working on, and I'm like, cosplay?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, and the lady that worked there did it, too. So, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, there was a lady
she knew what she was talking about
makeup with, the special effects stuff.
So she probably hey, boss, listen, we make a lot of money if we sell this stuff here, because...
Well, especially in Seattle.
You can only get it online right now.
Yeah, so it's a good idea for them. So if you're in the Seattle area, look up Tap Plastics. I don't know about the one in Bellevue, but I know for sure the one in Seattle proper sells Warbler.
Yeah, I mean, if they've probably started carrying it here, if it's successful in Seattle, they might start carrying it at other locations, I would imagine.
Just call and ask, whatever. But it's a big deal.
I want to pull a Bernie here, and I'm going to go look this up while you guys keep talking about stuff.
You're playing. You're on your phone. You need to be on a laptop. Be official.
Right. No. I like how when he holds it, he's like, it's like awkwardly close to his face.
Yeah.
He's like squatting. I don't know. Sorry. Anyways.
Yeah. Most people won't understand that reference, but that's okay. That is okay.
That's okay. No, there's a lot of crossover in the cosplay with Rooster Teeth and everything.
Fair enough. So
now Kevin's looking up in Tap Plastics.
Oh, no.
So Warbler.com, it says Tap Plastics.
Oh, Bellevue.
Yeah, the Bellevue
one
does
carry it. So it looks like all the ones in the Northwest are carrying it.
Yeah.
I think you have to look it up and it gets confusing.
Oh, yeah, that's a horrendous
way
to...
Bellingham,
yeah.
Linwood,
okay, yeah, so all Tap
Bellevue.
Plastics...
Portland.
...are carrying them. So if you have a Tap Plastic in your area...
Wait, in-store?
In-store,
fantastic. Yeah, which is a big deal, because usually you could buy it online, and then it's from Canada, so it'd take forever, and then you're just oh, my God. Now I can just walk, 5 blocks or 10 blocks down, give me some Warblas.
Nice. So I think this is going to be a question that a lot of cosplayers will be having is Warbla eco-friendly? Is it nice to the environment that I live in?
Probably
is it made from organic materials?
That's a Seattle.
And PETA approved.
Vegan.
And vegan.
Well, it's definitely vegan and definitely PETA approved, because I'm pretty sure it's made out of
oil.
Was
it ever tested on animals?
Oh, yeah, guarantee it.
What? Get out of here. It would like stick to like, nothing to do. Like,
all right, there we go. All right.
Kitty armor.
Burning this kitty.
Do you have an example of it? What happened to your crown that you were making?
Oh, I have a lot.
Yeah.
Hang on. You guys
I think that would be a good thing to kind of show. It won't matter. It's not a big deal. See, this is, I mean, so for the people who can't, who can't see what's going on, Holly's kind of looking through all the bins right now. She's trying to find a crown that she made for a cosplay video.
The crown was not made of Warble. The crown.
I thought it was.
No, that was made out of craft foam, which is another very common ingredient. Oh. And then what you do with the craft foam is you paint.
What was the thing that was made out of Warble that she had a video of?
The headpiece.
I thought that was a crown. My bad. Don't worry about it then. It's not a big deal. But no, that's kind of what I was. That's why I meant it's crown.
It's in here, in this one.
But
100% sure of it.
Fight!
It's on the front side of it. Front side of it.
Oh god! I saw that coming. Oh god!
No.
All right. Anyway,
like cosplay video about it. Early cosplay video. The link will be below.
And now you've given up.
Or put the link of the video for the cosplay antlers right here.
Yeah.
Wait, not the antlers. The antlers. No,
the antlers is half Warble, half clay.
See, exactly. Okay. See, it's helpful.
Sorry, I just tore up our whole apartment now.
Now she's gonna yell at me.
I have like 50 things made of Warble and I can't find any.
I know where they are.
They're downstairs.
I have a roll of Warble on the other side of that locker over there.
But that's okay. Anyways.
Anyways, it's great. If you don't use it,
give it a try.
You haven't used it, use it. I was really scared to use it. I'm trying to convince Rebecca to use it and she's not. So maybe now that's at Tap Plastics, we can just walk to it and I'll just shove it in her face and be like, fucking buy it.
Can you readjust it once it's been molded? Yeah. Like you mold it and then it sticks and then like, I don't like that. And you keep heating it up.
Yeah, you can fix it if you mess up. And I'm really bad at crafting, which is really nice. So if you mess up, you can just reheat it and like smooth it out again. Is like a point to where if you do it too many times, it kind of gets kind of funky. But
yeah, sure,
you can do it like 5 times.
That's pretty good. That's a lot better than most things. Yeah,
than once.
Yeah.
Who's the other one? What's the other material similar to Warble that everybody talks about?
Yeah, it's another thermoplastic. I can't remember what it's called.
We'll put a link in it.
Yeah.
It's white, though.
Yes.
Yeah, and there's also, like, these plastic, like, pellets you can buy and, like, melt them down and, like, mush them into...
I've seen those, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember what they're called, but I've seen them be used in a lot of stuff. Because it's like you said, it looks like shot, like, in, like, bird shot or something. Yeah. Like, you just melt it as much as you need together.
Put it in a bowl and, like, melt it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. I've seen people use it for, like, small things that are, like, on top, like, little skulls or something.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. I'm not that creative, though.
But one day.
Rebecca, if you're probably not listening to this...
No, she will.
You're gonna buy Warble. Seriously, it's great. Coming from someone who used to use... I made a whole armor piece out of craft foam, which is way harder.
Well, it's easier.
And fell apart. It falls apart easier. It's too squishy.
It's easier to make.
Oh, I thought it gets pretty rigid.
Well, you have to paint it with...
But I didn't do that. I just...
acrylic.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Anyways. There is a really popular question we get on our dyeing a wig tutorial that I made many years ago.
It's the most popular video on YouTube, I think.
I think it is.
Like number
all
one.
YouTube?
I think all of YouTube.
On all of YouTube, right. On our channel. It is. Next to the posing one. I think the posing 101 is the most popular.
I mean, I think... Anyway. It's funny. I think educational videos are more...
Oh, yeah.
By the way, if you guys want more educational videos, let them know. Because they're kind of looking for input on what kind of videos to make. Because, I mean, as you can tell, they're kind of going all over the place right now. And just kind of seeing what you guys want.
Yeah.
And if you guys want specific things like tutorials. And I know you guys have been asking for a lot of tutorials.
Yeah, there's still more posing things we need to do.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
let them know.
I gotta get on that. But there was... there's this question that always comes up. I mean, if you look at the comments, there's a lot of comments on that freaking video, but it's, can I make a black wig lighter or change the color? Like, can I make a black wig red or yellow? Or can I make a dark blue wig yellow? And the answer, I'm just going to answer it here, and maybe I'll answer a question from our YouTube every week, but
that's a good idea.
The answer is no. The cosplay wigs are synthetic material, so they are not human hair. If you have a human hair wig, you can do whatever the hoo-ha you want to it.
I don't know. Is it safe to bleach a human hair wig?
That would seem insanely dangerous. Yes, because it's human hair.
Yeah.
But it's dead already. It's like...
No, it doesn't matter. You can do whatever you want to it.
Hair doesn't live anyway. It's just keleton or whatever it's called. It's not called it correctly, but...
Bad.
Anyways, yes, because people do it all the time. Hair. How do you think they train hairstylists? They use people, but they also use fake hair.
It's like, well, your hair's alive, so we're gonna give it nice water. We're gonna walk it every day and make sure it's all healthy.
So if you have a black human hair wig, then yeah, you can bleach it and do whatever and do crazy crap to it. Since cosplay wigs are synthetic, you cannot. I mean, I guess you could dunk it in bleach if you wanted to, but I don't know how that would work.
Okay, the thing is, this is what I feel about like cosplay. I guess again, I'm not fully involved with like wigs and stuff. Is that it's almost like it's like if it's dyed hair, like has like the colors on it, but you can change the color on the top of it. Like cosplay, I feel like if you like bleach it, it'll just go all the way. Like all the color would be gone. Well, it'd be a clear.
I feel like it would melt. It just goes clear. I think it would melt.
You could probably put it in like lava thinner and just pull it out, and it would
like
melt.
Be clumped together. But so you can. So the only way to do this, you can
paint it.
it would be all crusty.
Perfect. Just like normal.
Anyways, then it'll be like gel.
Listen, to do the Sharpie method that I did in the video, the only way you can use it is if you have a light colored wig and you want to go darker. You can have blonde, and you gotta take, if it's yellow blonde, you gotta take it in consideration. If it's yellow blonde and you're doing blue, it might turn green.
Yeah.
Think about the color, like the rainbow, yeah, the RGB,
adding more and more pigments onto something. It's going to get darker the more you add. It just, that's how colors and
like primary painting colors. Works.
Exactly.
Is it red, yellow, blue? And then when you combine, red and blue, it makes purple. Yeah. So like, think about that when you're dying. Like the wig I did on was really light silver. So it just took any color it wanted because it's a plain color. So you cannot make a darker wig lighter on synthetic wigs, no matter how much you want to.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
just go buy a light colored wig.
Yeah,
a white wig. White would be the best.
Yeah. For you ladies, I mean, it's like painting nails. That's why they always recommend putting a white base coat on, so all the colors will come out better on top.
No, they do.
Yeah,
they do.
I was gonna say, how many times have you painted?
Are you guys
nails?
A professional nail salonist?
I've gotten my nails done professionally.
From
many
who?
Times.
Has it been
the nail a bunch, salons? A
bunch Has it been of, Asian or not?
Yes.
Oh, well, maybe they know what I'm talking about.
So you're just making that up.
I read that on the internet, and the Instagrams.
On Reddit. Reddit said, oh, yeah, boyfriend.
Not Reddit.
Paint your girlfriend.
Kyle's made up tip
voice.
Of the week. Paint your nails white first.
Commenters, if you know, please confirm my statement of base paint of white on nails make color better. Confirm. Go internet.
Sound like caveman.
Go.
No, you put a base coat on, but it's clear.
No, you put a base coat on. It's white. That's
all
right. Okay. Anyways,
arbitrary.
Anyways, back
female
to cosplay
here.
Now.
That's not how it works.
You're,
male here. I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Anyways, I just wanted to say that because probably like once every other week I get that question, and I've kind of stopped answering them because I have answered it before in that YouTube video or in the comments of that. So I just wanted to say that I know it's rough when you have a dark wig laying around and you don't want to buy another one. But you're gonna have to.
Whatever happened to that wig that you do have, that purple one that you did a video of a while ago? Oh, is
purple
that
one?
Or it was a big long one
that
you had.
The original one that we died. Probably gone now.
No, not that one. The one that you did a second video of, you got it finally, and it was super long, and you had a video of that as well.
Oh, the pink one? I think I did a review of it.
I think so. Yeah, you did a review
pink,
of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that was just a review. Did I use that one? Used it. Oh, no, I was going to use it for a cosplay. That was when Elite Cosplay started, actually. I bought that wig, and I didn't finish that cosplay, and that's when we did photography instead.
Mm.
That's how it all got started.
Mm-hmm.
How it began, folks.
Whatever happened to those video reviews? I think a lot of cosplayers enjoyed them, especially with the lenses ones. I found those really interesting, because a lot of people are... Lenses are really big right now.
Yeah.
And I think...
We only get so many samples a year. So we have to wait for them to offer up a sample for us.
Hey,
I don't think they will anymore.
You don't think so? You think they changed their policies?
Yeah, they've been emailing me, but it's like a contest. Like, review one of our lenses, like buy one and review it. And if you win, we'll give you stuff. So I feel like they're kind of making you work for it now. Instead of just...
We did that, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's okay. I mean, maybe I've been thinking about it, but... I did a review on that wig, that black one behind Kevin.
Yeah, I think that's one I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
That one over there.
I'd say they get medium views.
Yeah.
But anyways, people liked our behind the scenes
video,
though. Thank you for
my
filming
non-steady
that.
View.
Yeah.
Non-steady. Hey, there were a few. I'm learning.
It was his first time.
They didn't have an appropriate rig. I had to use a shoulder rig. I'm used to like a full gimbal.
Oh, is that?
You know?
Full gimbal.
Yeah. Well, do you remember like the Digital Rev one where the guy had like the full like... Steadicam, like the
that's what
the
they use at conventions.
Yeah.
Really, like the yeah. like full like you can run and the thing's like blah blah blah.
Yeah, if you go to a con like Anime Expo in LA that we're going to,
jeez,
they have the full.
Like the spring set. Arms.
Oh yeah, and it has the attachment that comes off of your body, and people see, get
yeah,
really.
Yeah, I tried to do the best I could, but I didn't have the appropriate tools.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, we only have a shoulder rig.
You need another $7,000 worth of camera.
No, I know. I've learned. I was thinking about it. I was like, I should have done a shot where I was. That's gonna screw up your audio. Sorry.
No.
Where I was like, I should have had like Holly taking the photos, like you know, just in like the first third, and then have. Lily in the next.
I would have appreciated just more still.
I know. I did that on when we did the cliff shots. I did more still shots.
And then, but I didn't use that photo, so I know. I didn't put it in the in the
you
video.
Did. You used. I thought you used one of them.
No. Well, just the one where she's looking behind.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay. Well.
And I used that video though.
Yeah. Okay. But anyways, that's more where it was. But also, it was cold and windy, so I was kind of like shaking a little bit.
You know,
it was really windy.
Just zoom out a lot and just take a big frame because.
Oh yeah, because it was 4K.
I get punch in.
Yeah, it has video stabilization. Anyway, we're getting off track.
Sorry,
here.
That was our. If you don't know what we're talking about, we have our newest video.
It's related to our stuff.
Is the behind the scenes video of Saber, of Lillian, who was on here a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. I was going to say something and then I forgot. So.
More behind the scenes videos? I mean, are we going to do more of those?
I would like to.
We need more people to help us.
Yeah, we need more people to film. It's hard to do it with just Kevin and I because.
Yeah, I'm sorry I did such a bad job.
No!
Guys.
You did a fine job. We've said that multiple times now.
Yes.
I need a pop filter.
And it was your first time.
It's fine.
No.
It's your first time.
I missed the pop filter. Told me where to move my mouth.
Oh. Now fine. Kyle's shy all
I'm scared. No, no, no.
We decided it's better without the filters for now.
Because I want to hide my face.
Oh.
From the side shot.
Yeah.
It's kind of like angle it.
Oh, I was talking about Anime Expo, which is the big one
that
we've talked about. I guess.
Oh, geez.
Yes, this was all dramatic. This is how it is. So they have conventions have hotel blocks, so they get hotels for cheaper if you book through the con.
Yeah.
Anime Expo had been alluding like for a while now that like on I think it was like March 2nd we're releasing our hotel block, which is like a big deal, right? Because I mean there's lots of hotels in LA, so it doesn't get like sold out too fast. But everybody wants this hotel called the JW Marriott because it's right next door to the con. It's beautiful, it's big, it's super expensive, and it's like half a block away, so you don't have to walk anywhere.
Sure.
So they're like, oh, releasing our hotel block, and everybody's like ready and waiting, and like at noon. And so they release it, and it's only one hotel, and it's one that's like a mile away.
What?
It's the one that we usually stay
we stayed at a couple times. The Westin Bonaventure. Yeah. And everybody's like, we don't want that fucking hotel.
Yeah.
And they're like, there was like a riot like on the Facebook comments.
Wow.
Someone literally said, I took a day off work so I could reserve this hotel.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And they're like, I would have appreciated if you would have told us that you were only going to do one hotel.
That should be a simple email saying, hey guys, this is the only hotel
we
have blocks for.
What we understood from Anime Expo is that they were planning on releasing it, but I don't think they could get the like contract done in time.
Okay.
And then it was one of those things where it was like, let's try to, like, maybe they'll get it done before noon and we can release. Like, they're probably, like, holding out last minute.
Yeah.
And then it just, like, didn't
never
happen.
Worked. Yeah.
But I think they released it that night or the next day.
Oh,
so
it was like, no one was paying attention. Like, oh, it's up.
It was like, it's up. And everybody's like, what?
And then it sold out promptly because we were like, well, we'll try to get
two
it.
Two of the days sold out. But it's expensive.
Yeah.
Even with the hotel rate, it was like $200-something. So
a night.
Yeah,
that's like, that's not too bad.
Well, if you're sharing a room with like four people,
yeah,
it'd
well,
be
no,
really easy.
See, hotels around here, or I mean, even Vegas, obviously this is different than Vegas, but I mean, it's like $200 is like cheap.
Yeah,
the place I stayed at down in Tacoma when I had my company event, that was like $150-some a night.
That's what we usually pay.
Yeah. You know, yeah, but still, $200 is not exactly like a
Seattle
crazy amount
is
more.
Really hotels are really expensive because there's not many hotels. They're trying to build more.
True. Yeah.
There's in the downtown core. There's like five, and that's for a large quote city.
There's more than you expect, but you don't know. They're not like
they're
giant.
Small
little hotels, like the Kempton, for example.
Yeah, they're
or
not.
Or the King.
They don't.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know them. You don't know they're there. So that might be like, is there anything like that in Anime Expo in the area where it's like, it's just like a little motel. You just don't realize it's there because it just kind of.
Technically, like
downtown
LA
is kind of
right?
different.
Oh, is it? Yes. Okay.
It's pretty gnarly.
There are hotels that they don't list on the hotel block.
Sure,
so
exactly.
You can book, like we, Rebecca and I, our first year, we booked the Standard, which I guess is like where celebrities go.
And ever since, we have not been able to book
been able to book because it's been really expensive. But when Rebecca and I booked, it was $109 a night.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's like
and we're like, woo!
That's like the ghetto home
Yeah. prices. Yeah, so we were like, let's do it. And we did it, and it was super fancy. And like when we checked in, they were like, oh, here's free wristbands for the rooftop club.
What?
And we're like, I mean, we never went.
Yeah.
But
I don't want to do this.
Yeah, we were kind of younger and like weird, but and ever since then, I'm like, Kevin, it's a really funny hotel. Like, they have all these goofy stuff. Like, they have condoms in the little baskets.
Oh,
and, like,
yeah.
And, like, the bathroom is completely, like, see-through.
What?
Devil giant.
I have a picture of it on my Facebook.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like, yeah.
See-through.
Nice.
But, so it's really, like, interesting. But I tried to take Kevin there because it's not that far away. But it's been kind of more expensive. We could get cheaper through the cons.
So. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why not?
It's not that cool. Yeah. I don't need to take a clear bathroom pee in front of Kevin.
Are you standing up or something? How would he see noise?
Because there's a clear from the bedroom wall. To the bathroom, there's yeah, just a glass a, wall.
Oh, you're standard. Okay, that makes sense now.
Floor to floor.
Never mind. I'm getting, okay. You don't understand that you missed the joke about 5 minutes ago. Okay. Mm. Continuing.
Sorry.
Continue.
Anyways, that was the drama this week. People were like, I took time off work. You know, I've been waiting for hours. And
stupid JW. Probably would have gone. I think I would have opted for JW.
You would have forked out because they don't charge you until you get there.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, that's nice.
That would have been July, and then I would have been fine. Offset the two airplane tickets or the two trips.
Oh, I
want to
talk about that too.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, as we were talking last week, we finally committed to buy tickets to go to Anime Central.
Woo! Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago.
I'm not going to be there, unfortunately, people. I know. I'm sorry.
No, you should go to Anime Expo, though.
Yeah, you should go.
I was looking at Airbnbs. We could, like, all rent, like,
a secret house. You're going to give away our secret.
Oh,
no, everyone knows that. Anyone knows that. You don't get a hotel. You get a B&B.
You don't understand.
You rent a house.
Like booking through the car.
You rent a room. Right. Like, yeah, that's what you do.
Yeah, like a baller-ass loft.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways.
Yes.
Oh, so...
Yes, no, I mean, it's going
to
be extremely
Anime
baller.
Central. That was a
and that's
ordeal and a half.
Chicago and... As we talked about last week, for some reason, flying from Seattle to Chicago is just
stupid
as much
expensive.
As flying to like DC or New York.
Because no one wants to go to Chicago, but the planes are forced to go there.
Well, here's the thing, though. So American headquarters or the hub is there, so all American flights fly.
You're flying Americans.
You're making it sound like all American. All
right, fine.
Yeah,
a lot of them. Yeah, so we're flying American. I didn't want to.
We tried Delta because Kevin wants Delta.
Kevin wants to get Delta.
And, you know, all the points and stuff. But, and we tried, like, every which way, like, combining airlines.
Red eyes.
Like, doing, like, crazy, like, hours. And then we just...
No matter what, $200 less than
anybody
else.
American was way cheaper.
Jeez.
It was really upsetting.
Which concerns me. It might be like a JetBlue situation where they're like, oh yeah,
no,
we're contracting JetBlue for this one, so it's going to be way cheap and just garbage.
They just rebranded. I think they'll be okay. But,
yeah, my dad said American was fine. Yeah. I asked
No, American's
him.
Okay. I just worry it's going to be one of those things where it's like the plane they use, like an old prop plane, it's half falling apart, you know?
No, they tell you
what plane
it is.
Got the aero tape everywhere, you
know? It's a 737.
Yeah, my next four flights to San Jose are going to be on crappy commuter jets.
Because Delta...
A whopping 20 seats each way.
Delta likes using old planes.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Every time we go to California and fly Delta, it's like this old-ass plane that only has two seats per...
The
Embar.
Yeah,
yeah.
Embar
the, no, the,
E-900.
The Bombardier.
Bombardier.
Yeah. The proppers.
No, it's not proppers. Twin jet. Rear jets.
They should be pretty quiet then.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
They're just small. It's only two seats on each side. And
it's kind of weird.
My photo bag barely fits in the overhead. They yell at me every time. And I was like, no, I've taken this flight many times.
Give me a second here.
Thank you. I know it fits.
Yeah.
Well, we buy the fancy tickets
Plus.
Now.
Yeah.
So they don't bother us because we load first. So I don't think they're looking for it yet. But by the time like 20 people or like 50 people go through, they're like.
Yeah, you get anything off it's like going to fit. Yeah.
I learned. Okay, you guys play. Kevin and Kyle have been playing League.
I'm trying to get you to play.
Trying to play League.
Play okay. I'm not good.
I'm terrible.
I get really angry at League, so I had to stop.
Why?
Kevin was throwing a tantrum like a 2-year-old last night.
It was so bad. He wasn't even doing that bad.
Okay.
You were 3-0. Right. You got killed like twice.
I went 0-6, and then I finally got a few kills.
Hey, by the way,
we were playing a harder level.
Okay, hold on. This was intermediate. Yeah, it was not PvP. We're not that good yet.
Intermediate, and then there's
we don't want to be yelled at by 6-year-old Korean kids just yet.
Yeah, we're pretty bad.
But
anyways, I heard about this character you guys probably haven't seen. I should probably look her up because I don't know what her name is. But I guess she's like a mermaid. Have you guys seen? Because no. I know they rotate through the champions. Yeah, yeah.
We don't know all the champions.
Kevin actually found one this week that he liked for the most part, and he's actually decent. I mean, he's pretty good at it.
The guy that looks like you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Zhao Jen.
I think it's.
Please correct us.
Yeah, we're Asian, but we don't know how to speak it. Are you kidding me?
But it is my favorite so far.
Good. Well, then buy it. Like it's like my Gangplank. Just buy it. Just buy it.
But I don't know how to play him all the way yet.
That's fine. You'll learn. I'm not good by any means.
Here's the problem. All the characters that we play are power characters. Yeah. There's
support characters and whatnot, but
But I don't understand how to play them. Like somebody has to be good at it.
Yeah, you need okay. So what I've learned from someone who actually was supporting me once when I was playing bottom was you just need to know when to actually go in and help and when to let them just take it and let them get hurt and let them you know.
Who was the robo guy that I was playing?
Irvine or something. You are
the poison spitter guy.
Yes, correct. You know, we're gonna be yelled at by the internet, but
that's
it's
all right. But that I think he's a support. Because he doesn't do a lot of
heal,
damage.
He doesn't heal. He has zero healing.
He has shield and...
Yeah, he's a power character, like Gangplank, kind of. I think. I played him like Gangplank, and I did relatively well.
You guys probably have it all wrong.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, what are you...
By the way, I like when you say it. When I play bottom, it sounds dirty.
I'm a power bottom, guys.
Yeah. Anyways, it's this character. Her name is Nami. So she's a little mermaid.
Oh, okay.
We'll put it in Link Dump. Don't worry about it if you don't know. Okay, anyways, okay. I saw this.
Oh, by the way, Link Dump is what we're going to be using in the description underneath where you can just kind of click and see all the links that we're talking about.
If you go to elitecosplay.com and go to our most recent podcast post, it's in the main post. It's also in our YouTube description.
Yeah, so in case you're wondering, like, what are you guys talking about? And, you know, you probably can't see the picture, so.
Well, we're going to figure out how to do it because apparently during podcasts, you can set trigger points
to change images.
I don't know how to do that.
They do that. But, well, they do that in Rooster Teeth podcast. Yeah. But again, anyways, their production value is much higher than us, though.
Anyway.
They have about 20 people behind the scenes. Anyways, this is a cosplay I saw of it.
Whoa!
Which is freaking crazy.
That's crazy.
Does she have a backdrop?
I don't know what it is.
She brought her own backdrop.
She's like sitting on a rock.
Yeah.
I think they're at an aquarium.
Where's her legs at?
Yeah. I think it's in the actual mermaid outfit.
Yeah, we shot a mermaid and she had her legs and stuff.
Yeah, but how would you walk in that? Because like
I don't think she walks in. I think she sets up and then just sits there
all day.
Isn't that the most accurate thing?
That takes a lot of time.
It actually looks like a mermaid. Oh, you know what? Maybe she's standing underneath the rocks and the fin is fake.
But still, even in front of you, that's super obnoxious. Like,
it's like a dress.
I see.
It's one of those things where your legs are not. Location.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought, but it's like still like having your things like jut out in front of you is like dunk dunk dunk.
That would be really cool if her legs were sticking out the bottom.
Yeah. She starts walking, I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly. It would like blow my mind. I'd be like, what's going on?
It's the craziest mermaid cosplay I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
She has her own
10
rock,
out of 10.
Rock island that she sits on. That's pretty good. So if she ever comes available on League of Legends, you should try to maybe she floats.
She floats. Yeah. Gotta be floating.
Gotta be floating.
Yeah.
No,
she just flops on the ground and dies. Like,
she's like she can't breathe.
it's like a magic carpet. And just flopping on the ground.
I want to say something controversial here.
Uh-oh, I'm scared.
I don't understand the appeal of League of Legends. It's the same level over and over again.
It's the challenge of getting better. It's practice. It's like any sport.
Yeah,
but Kevin.
Okay, I have a question for you.
Wait, we should let him finish. Let me ask.
Go ahead. You can just say yes or no.
All
right. Is StarCraft? Do they have different levels, or is it the same land over and over again?
There were different maps, yes, but for what I can tell so far on League, there's only two maps. We haven't played much.
The 3v3
and the 5v5. Maybe there's more, but whatever. But StarCraft, there were different maps.
At least 10 or 5 or 10,
more than that probably. But yes, there were multiple.
Does Dota
maps.
Have different maps?
I don't know. I haven't played Dota yet.
I don't know.
But anyway.
Yeah, I think that's why I got angry, because it was the same thing over and over again.
Right.
And I was like, I'm super bored. I gotta stop.
Even like TF2, I love to play TF2, and it has maps, different maps, like different variety. I can change the game type that I want to play. Team versus team, one v everything.
CTF, all that jazz.
Yeah, it has everything. I don't know.
I think
it's the same thing over and over again. You've been just grinding to do the same thing.
But again, I think this is where if you practice more and you get better, it gets interesting. Is because it's like baseball. Why do people watch and play baseball all the time?
Well,
because
baseball died.
Okay, fine. Football. I'm sorry. Football. Football is even more simple. You go from end to end. All Why right. is it so interesting? Why all do people right. play it? Because there's different positions, there's different characters, there's different people, and there's different. The better you get at it, and it's part of luck as well. It's just interesting to play because it's like maybe if I go here instead of here this time, maybe if I jump this way, or if I attack this way, if I wait till use this, it's a matter of getting better and learning the system is what makes it interesting. It's not a matter of. See, what you have is what I consider, like, and this is kind of what I have as well, is like part of ADD. It's a matter of like, oh, it's the same thing over and over again, I'm gonna get bored of it. No, it's a matter of you're learning, you're developing how you play and how you're supposed to play. Mm-hmm. You're changing yourself, you're not changing the environment. If you keep changing the environment, that's a different thing. But if you change yourself and make yourself better, it can keep things interesting. That's why I like playing it.
What if you're not good at it? PvP is more fun.
It won't be more fun because we're gonna get killed every 10 seconds.
But isn't that kind of fun?
It is.
Okay, well, think about when we
played. No, you saw Kevin get killed by bots last time. Okay.
That was the first time I was playing, though.
Think about when we played Terra and we did the dungeons.
Sure.
Was that fun because there was more risk of getting killed?
Yeah, exactly. It's harder. Well, that's true.
But, so I feel like PvP would be more fun because it's harder.
Yeah, but we have to get... We have to get
to competent level.
Yeah.
Right now, we're just like babies hitting keyboards.
Can you play like PvP like... intro?
You get matched up with people that are starting, but the problem is there are a lot of people who restart their characters and they start level one, then it's like they just obliterate everyone. I think that's a fun part of like League compared to like a lot of like World of Warcraft or something like that. It's a matter of every game you start at level one and you start and go. Mm. Everyone starts out the same. You're not a level like 60 roaming around, a little 15,
That's why I didn't play PvP on Terra, because I know people would just come up to me and just like gank me immediately. Well, like one touch, you know.
And my go aways wouldn't work like, so well.
What was it? Was it Aeon or Terra? Might have been Aeon, which is it's like the same game, but you have to like do this mission and you're in the main like meetup land, you know, mm-hmm. where you get all your shit. And it's basically you have to play not Lumbertown. What was it? Felica?
It's a long time, man. It's a long time since that.
You have to do a PvP match.
But level
50 people would just sit there in there and like run back and forth, and then the second you'd enter, they'd run up to you and just smash you. So I would just die on repeat. I was like, I'm not doing this fucking mission anymore. Like, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It was
really. Well, we had to do that. Oh, you guys made it do that. There was a quest. It's an old quest too, but every like, you know, 10, 20 levels it gives you it again. It's like, it's a PvP match. You go into the battle arena.
Yo, right.
That's what it was. It was like a battle arena. Yeah.
Oh, you guys were there for that. You guys were there.
We beat it twice in a row.
We're like, what's happening? Yeah. We're winning.
Oh, wait, the big one?
Yeah. With the cannons and stuff.
Yeah. Like, there was like 30 people on a team, and we had no idea what we were doing. Yeah. We were just running and following. Like,
we got to kill them once.
Yeah. We were the lowest level.
The lowest. Yeah.
Anyways, we don't want to get into that because people have no idea what we're talking about.
We haven't played that in a long time. But.
I kind of want to again, but I've taken up quilting.
Yes. And we've hit old lady stage for Holly. That's
right. Kevin just said I was hipster instead.
Yeah. So,
all right. Anyways. Well, it's time. So
is it?
We've reached our time.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Did you look at the time?
Yes, I did.
Because last time you tried to stop me at 15 minutes.
Okay.
This conversation's
and
over.
And then the time before that, we went to an hour instead of a half hour.
Did you know that the Lillian one was 55 minutes?
Yeah, I know.
I thought it was only 30.
No, I was watching on there. I was watching how long it was recording. I was like, wow, you guys are going for a long time. Yeah. But okay. I assumed it's a special guest.
It was special, yeah.
Yeah. That time I got mixed up. I thought we were at our shows before for some reason, and I don't know why. But yes, anyway, this time we are right at about 28 minutes right now. So
all right.
I mean, if you people want longer podcasts, mostly the ones that I'm in most likely,
let us know.
Yeah. You know, I mean. Comments. I mean,
tweet us,
you know,
at Elite Cosplay.
The more pizza they give me, the more I'll more likely come.
Yeah, we bring pizza every time. That's how we pay.
Yes. Yeah,
with pizzas. Yeah, I think we started at 30 minutes, and I think it's good for now because sometimes we run out of stuff to talk about. When we have a guest, it's easier because they're just talking about their cosplay. Yeah, and I don't really do. I mean, I make stuff really slowly. Yeah. So does Rebecca.
Yeah.
So,
but yes,
it's hard. Anyways. We still have, I just want to remind everybody, we still have some spots for SakuraCon. They are filling up.
I thought you said they sold out.
No, that was
the tickets.
Emerald's.
Yeah, oh, no, Emerald City Emerald sold City out on tickets.
Actually, I'm going to make this announcement here. Doesn't really matter. Someone did cancel for Emerald City in the evening time, so we have a 6:30 spot available. That's it. So if you want it, you can try to take it. But we have a small handful left for SakuraCon. And that's it.
We are also available outside of cons, too. So if you're in the area or live up here, just let us know.
And yeah.
We can always Seattle, Washington. Something.
Seattle.
Oh, Seattle. Yeah, I guess.
On you know, the, what do you call it? On the west side, if you're over here.
No.
Yeah. Anyways, good show, everybody.
Thanks, Pops.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. That's signing it. Out, we'll see you guys
signing
next time.
Signing out. Yeah, oh, my God. What are we?
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Let's see you then.